Chris here, recording in my office, so you might hear the breeze blowing and chaffinches singing outside. It's the 20th of May, and I thought I would record this poem because it's been a good year for tamarisks, and my tamarisks are at their best. They're putting on a lovely show. So here's the poem. It's called Princess Tamarisk, and I wrote it a couple of years ago. Most of the year, people might notice her very little. Inconspicuous out in the garden, modestly and subtly attired, some would even say dowdy, whispering with the wind and shying away from the rain. She quietly thrives all the while, such that we sometimes have to curb her enthusiasm with the Sheffield firmness of secateurs. But she always appears to accept, uncomplaining, whatever fashion, whatever style we choose for her each year. In late spring, her major moment comes, and overnight it seems she is transformed. Behold, Princess Tamarisk. Pretty, so pretty, all in breeze-brushed feathery pinks of sun-flirty heatherishness. Thus, for some days, she holds court, holds sway, there in her sheltered corner. And, for the while, we pay scant attention to no matter how rampant campion, to those late apple blossoms. Then, though, her moment passes. Princess Tamarisk is usurped by bold and blowsy Queen Rugosa, with all her many sweet-scented weeks to come. But we, who appreciate modesty, will not forget that short and subtle spring rain.